DW.
The challenge from our view is that Germany only in recent years has grown up to a global player in humanitarian assistance. Of course, the Syria crisis played a major role in this. Funding has quadrupled over the past years. So it's about 1.8 billion euro a year and the second biggest donor worldwide. So financially, it's really a global player and the most important actor following the US. But at the same time, there isn't a long tradition to engage in humanitarian politics, to make sure that you target the right people, to engage in global debates. And we think it's more important than ever to do that because assistance these days is undermined. It's not really neutral in many areas. And we have many wars and conflict where it's not even accepted.
What do you mean by it's undermined and it's not neutral? If in theory, everybody should be getting help who needs help.
Exactly. And everybody has signed to follow this obligation. At the same time, we have a situation where, on the one hand, in the Middle East, in African countries, you have more and more crises which are not follow the traditional concept of relief, like an earthquake, where you get in, you try to help and save as many lives as possible, you might rebuild again, then you move out. You have now more and more long-term, 7, 8, 9 years long crisis. You have more and more conflict and wars, like in Syria, Yemen, in South Sudan, in the Central African Republic. So humanitarian assistance needs to be done and people are reached in more and more complex situations and more and more politicized situations where the regime in Damascus doesn't accept that we just help the ones who are the most needy, and many others don't either. Right in Europe, we have a very politicized aid, and there is no consensus on rescuing refugees who might drown in the Mediterranean Sea. It's also you have a U.S. government who's using politicized aid to follow in Venezuela, for example, its political goals of regime change. In Yemen, you have a Western coalition who's supporting one of the conflict parties, Saudi Arabia. So it's a very politicized context, and we need to make sure that assistance is not only high on financial terms, but really targeting the right people and reaching the right people.
You worked for WFP, the World Food Programme, for many years, and you also worked from Amman in Jordan with the people in, fleeing from Syria, the people in need in Syria. From that perspective on the ground, how can theory help you on the ground?
Well, for WFP in Syria, that's a prime example. The whole crisis is like a lab for all challenges in humanitarian assistance and a lot of reform as well, by the way. For example, what kind of assistance are you giving? There's a long debate that the old tradition, the Western guys come and give food or shelter or medicine to people, is pretty outdated. And it's much better in many contexts to give cash to the people and let them decide what they really, really need. On the other hand, of course, there is a lot of debate. Well, is there a higher risk of abuse? How's that mirroring more and more concerns on counterterrorism measures? How is that possible in contexts where we have a sanction regime, for example, of the European Union, where you're not allowed to act in some areas? Are you supporting families who are linked somehow to the Islamic State? And isn't it right to support them because they are in need and it's not a political question, whatever the brother of the brother might do. So there are many questions and very difficult decisions we also had to take in Amman. And I think this strategic background will help many actors to deal with these questions in a more strategic and far-sighted way.
How can you help the helpers?
The dilemmas for German NGOs might be in some ways even greater than for some international ones, because German NGOs, they don't have a long tradition to act in conflict zones and in wars. They're very good sometimes to be very localized, to have local partners, to work in long-term development programs. But humanitarian crises today are in conflicts. 80% of humanitarian assistance worldwide goes into regions in conflict, in war. So that's the key area where they need to assist these days. but they don't have the experience. How do we deal in conflict areas? They don't have the stuff which is experience in negotiating with conflicting parties. They don't have, for example, qualifications in remote management. How do you operate when you can't access Idlib in Syria, but you might have local partners which you need at the same time to monitor, maybe by web, maybe by GPS, which is all possible these days. But these qualifications are more practiced by international NGOs, while the Germans lack a bit the experience.
Do you see that the competition for money is also reflected in a competition for everybody wants to do the jobs that get most publicity? Is that a problem that Germany has as well?
I think indeed that's one of the most interesting questions, because you always run the risk that everybody wants to engage in the top crisis, which is in the media now, to fundraise. Everybody wants to do which pays off and to raise the profile, which makes sense if you only look at your organization. But for example, in one of the books we've published, there is a paper which indeed recommends that German organizations might rethink if they really want to engage in crises which are conflict-driven or based on war, because if they don't have the competencies, and if there are international NGOs who can do that much better, maybe the division of labor should be different, and maybe that's not the road they should follow. So indeed, I think an honest assessment, what is our comparative advantage, and why should we be funded versus, well, we should be funded because we have to pay our bills, that's indeed a debate which could be very helpful on all fronts, I think.
From your perspective, what does German humanitarian aid do? Well, where are German NGOs and the government good at?
The German government has a great reputation to be an honest broker. I think the expectations on Germany are pretty high because there is a perception that in times of politicized assistance from the US, of the United Kingdom being totally distracted for Brexit reasons, there is a big hope that Germany can be the broker on assistance which is depoliticized, which is not linked to colonial interest from the past. So Germany should be trying to lobby for humanitarian access and to fulfill this role. However, there is also a perception that Germany is not really living up to these expectations so far, because staff is very limited. The whole Foreign Office has a lack of staff on many fronts, including humanitarian assistance. So if Germany could fulfill this role, it would really help the global system. And I think it has a comparative advantage, which really should pay off in this regard. So we really hope we can give a hand to make sure German assistance and global assistance is helping even more people and saving more lives.
What would you count as a success of your own work?
I would be really happy if we could establish a more open and frank and more knowledgeable debate about humanitarian assistance and its dilemmatas within the community, but also beyond, and to make sure that in public we have an open debate how important assistance is, but also on its challenges. So we get a bit out of this, either humanitarians are heroes or they waste our money. And there is a lot in between, and I think we all need to be more honest on all these gray areas in between.
The German Foreign Office has just come up with this new strategy for humanitarian aid for the next 5 years. It's just been published. And you see that going in the right direction?
I think it's going in the right direction in the sense that there is a better understanding that Germany needs to prioritize. Now there is the idea to engage, for example, specifically on the challenge of humanitarian access and neutrality, which I think is a great idea. There is an idea to work on innovation to make sure the assistance is reforming. There is a priority to focus on forgotten crises to make sure we don't keep talking only about Syria and Yemen. And I think that's going in the right direction. What still needs to be seen is how will this be done and how will this be really put into reality. So that's where we try to give a hand and support this. And that's also why we said one of our key areas of the 1-2 years to come should be to engage in this debate and make the German assistance and its strategy even better. DW.